remarked that his definition of faith was the invincible power of weakness. Now that sounds like a contradictory statement, doesn't it? But I remember on one occasion whenever Paul, realizing that his faith in God, in Christ, was more important than having a thorn removed, said, when I am weak, then am I made strong. Faith in God can make up for a lot of things. Faith in God is a power that all of us need in our life. The great heroes of faith in Hebrews chapter 11, we often call that God's Hall of Fame of faith, because it talks about some great, great individuals whose lives were changed and who changed lives. And it was not because of their strength, but because whenever they realized how weak they were and turned to God, He did great things for them, with them, through them. On this occasion in Mark chapter 9, Jesus has an occasion to deal with the power of faith and the disciples' lack of it. What has happened here in, let's back up just a little bit to Mark chapter 8. Jesus has been up on the Mount of Transfiguration, and that too was a tremendous moment, because what happened there was that God rolled back the curtain of the future and allowed the disciples to see the coming of the kingdom, the power of the kingdom, and also took that opportunity to establish the fact that His Son Jesus, more than Moses, more than the prophets, His Son Jesus would reign forever and forever. And so the disciples have come down from the mountain, and Jesus is coming down later. And so whenever Jesus comes down from the mountain, there's a commotion going on. Things are kind of in a upheaval there. And so Jesus asked, what's going on? And so some of the people say, well, this man has a son that has a demon, and he brought him to your disciples and they couldn't do anything with him. And you know, I keep wondering what the problem was there, because the disciples certainly were given power by Jesus. They did some awesome miracles and miraculous things on other occasions. Maybe there still needed to be an exclamation point to what had happened back on the Mount of Transfiguration. Maybe there needed to be this established fact that Jesus is the power behind this world, the sustainer of everything that goes on. Maybe the disciples needed to be impressed with the truth that we are nothing without Jesus. And that's a truth that all of us need to realize. God in our life is a must. The Master's sacrifice for our salvation cannot be duplicated. There's no other way except through Jesus for the salvation of our souls. And so then here in Mark, the disciples were asked, we know that you are Jesus' disciples. Would you cast out this demon? They tried to do it. They had no success. So the disciples asked Jesus, how is it that we could not cast it out? Mark 9, verse 19, Jesus says to them, O faithless generation, their lack of faith. And so the man comes to Jesus, and Jesus, like any other, like a physician would, said, how long has it been since he is since he's had this? And the man responds, from a child. And Jesus said to him, we read Mark 24, if thou canst, all things are possible to him that believes. And the father of the child said, I believe, but help me in my unbelief. What a great insight this man had into faith. He said, I believe, but I know I need more. And how much faith is too much? And so Jesus drives out the demon. And this young man has probably what we would call epilepsy, but he also has a demon as well. And so the demon uses his epileptic fits to cause him to go in these convulsions and all. So Jesus cast out the demon, and he heals the young boy of this disease of epilepsy. And so what Jesus does is he establishes the power of faith. The writer of Hebrews describes faith in this way. In Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1, he says, faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things we cannot see. In verse 6, he goes on to say, for without faith it is impossible to please him, talking about God. For he that cometh unto God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. So our faith has so many areas to reach out into. But here the writer of Hebrews says, we have to believe that God is. Impossible to please God. You can't get anywhere until you establish in your life, in your heart, God. That He is. But simply just a knowledgeable admission that there is a God is not enough. You have to take that faith in God and put it into action. James says that faith without works, or faith that's inactive, faith that doesn't continue on, is a dead faith. You can't do anything with a dead faith. And so we must believe that God is, but also that He's a rewarder for them that diligently seek Him, that God will do what He says do. And He has said, if you will obey my Son, take advantage of the sacrifice of His blood, it will cleanse you from your sins, and I will give you eternal life. You've got to believe it. As my dad would say, that is a truth, partner, you can take to the bank. Because He will not change. God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And if He says it, you can trust it. You just got to believe it. But then I want us this morning very quickly to
look at three lessons I believe that we can learn about faith. And you know, obviously, I'm talking to people of faith. You have a faith in God. And some of you may have a stronger faith than others. Some of you may be working on your faith. Some of you may be struggling with your faith. But I'm talking to people of faith. You are here today because you have a measure of faith. But what I want us to try to delve into this just a little bit. And one of the first lessons I believe that we learn is the power of faith. Jesus said, if you believe, all things are possible to him who believes. And that's what made the man cry out, Lord, I believe, but help me in my unbelief. Give me more faith. I know on one occasion his disciples made the same request of Jesus. When they said, Master, increase our faith. Faith is something that doesn't stand still. Faith is something that grows. And it will continue to grow, or should, as long as we live on this earth. But you know, sometimes we really jump on that statement, all things are possible to them who believe. And we think, well, does that really mean that if I want something and I believe in it hard enough that I'm going to get it no matter what it is? Well, that's not what Jesus meant. It was a statement for emphasis. Just like in Acts chapter 1 and verse 1. There's where Luke's writing and he says, the former treaties have I written concerning all that Jesus begun and both to do and to teach. Did Luke mean that he was writing down everything that Jesus did? Because I turn over to John and I read John's statement that if everything were written down that Jesus did, the world could not contain the books that would be written. Luke said all things. I'm writing down all things that Jesus did. And John said they can't be written down. Wouldn't have enough books to write them in. So what did Luke mean then? Well, Luke was emphasizing that what was recorded was inclusive. That it was enough. I remember making this statement many times and still do, that all my life my mother fixed me breakfast when I was growing up. Now there were some mornings when she didn't fix breakfast, but now I make that statement because for the most part, mother fixed breakfast for her. She was a breakfast woman, and she didn't want you to leave the house without breakfast. But it were times whenever we did. But I use that, and we speak that way in every language to emphasize what was the norm, what was the most, what was inclusive. And so, no, Jesus is not saying here, he's not laying down a something chiseled in stone that says, if I want something, all I have to do is believe in it, and I'll get it. That's if that's what we're focusing on in this event in the life of Jesus, we've missed the whole point. The point is that faith is a very, very powerful thing. Don't forget that when you and I live in a life that our faith is that which sustains us. It's a great power that operates our life. We look at the life of Abraham as an example of living faith. Abraham went through a series of crises that without a strong faith in God would have destroyed most men. In Genesis 12 and verse 1, God says to Abraham, "There, get thee out of thy country and from thy kindred and from thy father's house unto a land that I will show you." And it says, Abraham departed as the Lord had spoken to him, leaving Ur of the Chaldees and going to the land which he was to receive for an inheritance. Abraham had enough faith to pick up and move when God said move. That's a pretty big unknown, because he was quite comfortable. He was a very wealthy man in the Ur of Chaldees. Had perhaps a permanent house, and now he's going to have to live in tents. But he did. He moved, just like God said he to do. And then it wasn't long before they ran into another crisis, because a problem came up with Lot, his nephew. The herdsmen were quarreling. And in Genesis chapter 13, 8 through 10, says later, whenever Abraham goes to Lot, he says, "Let there be no strife, I pray thee, between me and thee, between my herdsmen and your herdsmen. For we are brethren. It's not the whole land before thee. Separate yourself, I pray. If you will take the left hand, I'll go to the right. If you take the right hand, I'll go to the left." And Lo lifted up his eyes and beheld all the plain of Jordan, as it was well watered everywhere before Jehovah destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah. And so the family split. Then another crisis comes up as a result of that, because Lot pitched his tent toward Sodom and Gomorrah, and you know that story. And so crisis after crisis. Another came whenever Abraham had to deal with Ishmael and Isaac and Hagar and Sarah. And it got to the point basically where Sarah said, "Abraham, it's either me or her. It's either our child, Isaac, or the child, Ishmael." And in Genesis chapter 21, God says to Abraham, "Let it not be grievous in thy sight because of the lad, and because of thy bondwoman. In all that Sarah has said to thee, hearken unto her voice, for in Isaac shall thy seed be called." And Abram rose up early in the morning and took bread and a bottle of water and gave it to Hagar and put it on her shoulder and gave her the child and sent her away. I know that was hard. I know that was hard to do. Ishmael is Abraham's son too. And to have to send your son away, I don't understand all of the things about the Old Testament dealings that God did it. I have some questions in my own 21st century mind about why God allowed Abraham just to send her out in the desert with the child. Of course, we know that the angel of the Lord took care of her. We know that through Ishmael, a great civilization arose, one that we're still dealing with today, because the Muslim nation, ISIS, are descendants from Ishmael. And then there was the crisis with his son. Genesis chapter 22 and verse 2. "Take now thy son, thine only son, whom thou lovest, even Isaac, and get thee to the land of Moriah, and offer him there for a burnt offering upon one of the mountains, which I will tell you." Now, what about that, man? That's pretty tough. But as we look back
we see that crisis after crisis after crisis that Abraham had to deal with, his faith sustained him and carried him through. People, every man's soul, every one of us here is in a battleground. There are crises in our lives. We live in a world where there are things that happen to good people, bad things. We are in a world of turmoil. We ask ourselves, those of us especially that are on up the road here, we ask ourselves, what kind of nation will our nation be in for our grandchildren, our great-grandchildren? We live in a world where we are going to have to face some obstacles, some struggles, some heartaches, some pains, and some battles. And I'm here to tell us now, by the power of God, that we can only be successful with a powerful faith. Which brings us to the next thought that I believe we learned from this this event, and that is the need for Jesus. The disciples on this occasion could not perform this exorcist, could not cast out this devil. And let me just take a little short detour here, not going to be there long. I just want you to know that demons are tough. Even in the time of miraculous things, demons are tough. You need to avoid the demons. Do not let these things in this world get a hold of you. Stay away from the things that want to enslave you and to take your life and chain it. Stay away from the things that would cause you to lose your soul. Because as you well know, you let this demon of drugs get a hold of you, and son, it's tough to get out of. You let the drug of the demon of alcoholism get you, and it's tough. Or pornography, or whatever it might be. Don't let the demons in. It won't be so hard to keep them, cast them out. But anyway, the problem was here that the disciples couldn't do it. Sometimes everything falls short. And the only thing that can help is Jesus. There are times whenever we're in sadness because of the loss of a loved one. Have a wonderful family, wonderful church family. There are times whenever all of that falls short. And only Jesus can help. There have been times in all of our lives when we found ourselves in a dead-end road. And only Jesus can help. So one of the great lessons we learn from this is how badly we need Jesus. And then finally this morning, we learn of the weakness of man. We think of these disciples as men of faith, and they were, man. Peter, Andrew, James and John, the Apostle Paul, awesome, awesome men of faith. Yet on this occasion, Jesus said, you need more faith. If they were wise enough to ask Jesus, Lord, increase our faith, why would we not do the same? There are times when all we need is Jesus. And there are times whenever we need to really look inside our own life and see, where am I? Where is my faith? Ask ourselves three questions. Is my faith as it should be? Will it guide me through whatever crisis I may face? Will it secure for me the life eternal that I seek? And if you answer no to any one of those questions, you need to turn to Jesus. I am the way, the truth, and the life. And no man comes to the Father except by me. He is my everything. He's my all. And faith in Him gives us a strength that the world cannot defeat. Will you come while together we stand and sing?